When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on grid radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache glasses and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving.
But now, but here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
yeah,
right
for
now.
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right? I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas. Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too.
That was
easy. It feels good.
It was, wasn't it? Man.
I listen to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub's show, man, and I have been
awesome.
Addicted.
And let me give a shout-out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
And away we go here on a Friday afternoon edition. It's Moneyline. You know how we do it. Sirius XM Channel 159 down the right side. Kevin Walsh, 844-843-6879. Call lines open all show and a lot of hot topics. It's Friday, hour number one. We're going to deal with a lot of stuff in the here and the now, Kevin, which means the Open Championship. With somebody running away with it? Sheesh.
I got to tell you. I popped over to that leaderboard because I was... intensely watching the end of my Rory and Rahm wager, mm-hmm. which did work out, which I was pumped mm-hmm. about. And I expected to see some movement made on Harmon. I'm most surprised that that number is still right now sat at plus 150. I don't want to say he's a sure thing, but boys, does he have himself quite the advantage right now.
Yeah, he really does. And you know what the funny thing is? You take a look at the Open Championship right now, and I say to myself, and again, I don't have any, you know, tickets on Brian Harmon or even Tommy Fleetwood right at the top at minus 10 and minus 5, but I said to myself, boy, this would be awesome if Brian Harmon wasn't playing in this championship right now. Because you look at the leaderboard, absolutely bunched up, except for the one guy. And every like he's... I'm not saying that it's still a championship golf. You got to go 18 holes Saturday, 18 holes Sunday. You might get rain, you might get wind. And we've seen people, which include Dustin Johnson. Was he plus 13 for the tournament? Plus 10 today for Dustin Johnson. Yeah. I mean, there are guys here that are plus 22 finishing up their round. So you can blow up, it seems like, at any time.
Yeah, I actually made an unfortunate wager, which was total number of players, Donnie, to go underneath par for the tournament mm-hmm. at I think it was 43.5, and one of the main reasons I did that is again that winning score prop of 15.5, and when a prop is like that you usually have yourself a relatively easy tournament. And what's funny is if there are people out there who said, okay, this, you know, winning score is going to be 13-12, you know, you might end up losing that bet. But because Brian Harmon might blow the whole thing up, he might shoot a 16, Donnie, and there might be nobody else in double digits, it feels like.
By the way, Harmon, easygoing guy, Kevin. Listen to this post, I guess, match interview for him.
To the interview room, Brian Harmon. Brian, that's a fabulous round of 6-under par today. It takes you to 10-under par for the championship. And obviously, just a crowning cherry on the cake with the eagle at the last. Just talk us through how you feel about your round today and where that leaves you for the championship.
Yeah, I caught a hot putter the last couple of days, so I tried to ride it through the weekend. 36 holes to go, so just try to rest up and get ready.
Sounds kind of simple, Kev, right? Just rest up, get ready, keep the hot putter out there. By the way, did you notice the guy asking the question? You know, you get lost in translation sometimes, I guess, maybe from the languages from the United States over to the UK. Cherry on top of the cake, Kevin. I mean, that's interesting, right? I like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
You put cherries on your cake?
No, I also, though, don't typically put cherries on the ice cream. That's not a hot take, though. My hotter take, Don, is that I really don't. It's not that I dislike it. I find whipped cream unnecessary and often I'll often say no thank you.
That's a really bad take from
To the interview room.
I mean, come on now.
From what?
I mean, you know what I mean? I knew that wouldn't catch you. Like, I'm trying to get around there.
Track.
Yeah.
You don't even need the laugh track. You're good.
Yeah.
You got it. No, that hit home, man.
You know, yeah. There you go, because I'm a huge whipped cream guy. And by the way, let me ask you this question, too. Since we get sidetracked sometimes talking about the Open here, somehow it turns into food. It's not our fault. The interviewer was talking about cherries on cakes over here. Whipped cream, right, comes out like... make that noise. Like, yeah. Oh, that's delicious for me. But also, the Cool Whip. Man, that is a treat, Kev. Put that bad boy in the freezer. You know, feels like ice cream when it comes out. Put that on top of the ice cream. Tremendous. What about a Cool Whip guy? Same thing for you, though? Can't deal with it?
Just to clarify, it's not that I find it bad, but it's very similar to soda for me. Soda is good, but I never drink soda.
Yeah,
I probably have, I don't know, 2 sodas a year, maybe. It's just one of those things. I know it's not great for you, and I can do without it is kind of where it lands for me.
Yeah, I like diet soda. Don't drink as much of it as I used to. I'm still a Monster guy in the morning just to wake up because I don't technically like coffee. I'm an iced coffee guy, but I'd rather drink like the lighter Monster in the morning. The Monster Ultra Zero just feels better for me. Having said that, by the way, at the Open, we're going to talk more after the break about this. They just cut away to the weather forecast. The radar. It looks like it's ready to just get after it in about, I don't know, 30 minutes or whatever. I don't know how many people are left out on the golf course at this point, but the weekend should be interesting. But typically with weather in an Open or a championship, man, you got a 5-shot lead. All you got to do is keep it in play and just keep on making pars, and you might walk away with this thing. Brian Harman, absolutely sensational right now. We'll be back to talk about it much, much more. It is Moneyline. Donnie Kevin.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Open Championship, people. Is it already over? Some people are saying that right now, including maybe the FanDuel Sportsbook, a +150 price on Brian Harman. Tommy Fleetwood +500. He's in second right now, but he's 5 shots back. It feels to me that Harman should be like -150, not +150. But we know how tough this golf course is, and leads evaporate. And when you have to sleep, Kevin, on the lead at night in a major championship, sometimes it affects you. Just like Christo Lamprecht, who's +3 right now after shooting a 5-under par opening day. I mean, you're differently when you have expectations now placed on you.
I actually feel really bad for the kid, because you go from, oh my goodness, like, could I make history here, to I'm not going to get to play at the weekend for an amateur, Donnie, to get that Saturday, Sunday experience.
Yeah,
he's on the cut line right now, right? That's the idea for him.
+3.
On that cut line, which is supposed to be +3.
Yeah, he's not going to hang on to that either. Like, if he's, which again, isn't, he wasn't supposed to do this. He's supposed to be the guy that's +13 and said, hey, I had a great time this weekend, learned a lot, and away we go. Instead, he gets home and it's like, hey, agents are calling you. Do you want to turn pro after this tournament? I mean, it's crazy how big of an impact. Like, that's a major championship. You're not supposed to go out as an amateur and have the day one lead. It doesn't even make any sense, but he was able to do that. But watching also, Kevin, round number two, Like, first tee shot, way off. Second tee shot, way off. Yeah. It's like, yeah, this is going to start to catch up, and he is an amateur, we have to all remember.
Yeah, from the word go, to your point, right, is kind of when this started to drop off for him. And I guess it shows just the difference of golf. I guess the one thing is, as I defend him, I wonder how much of it was nerves for today, mm-hmm. and how much of it was also just, I'm an amateur, man. Like, I played the greatest round of golf I'll ever play yesterday.
Yes.
Like, he's out there, Don, having the same exact day that Dustin Johnson had. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we chalked the whole thing up to pressure. And look, I am sure, you know, like you said, the opening tee shot looked like he kind of, you know, stumbled out of bed and hit the thing. So I'm sure pressure factors in. But also, you know, this is just a fascinating course where, for some guys, it is eating them alive out there.
Yeah, no hole-in-ones yet either. I didn't bet it, but I thought that was a fun wager. It was. No, I didn't watch that much from today. I don't think there was one yesterday, though, was there?
Not yesterday. I thought I got an update to my phone that said, hole-in-one British Open, Travis Smith hits an electric.
Was it really? So it was.
17.
There you go. Yeah. So it did hit then. Yeah, because I didn't. Was it today that you got the update, or was it yesterday?
Yes, today. Like 8:30 this morning, I think it came in.
There you go. So, look, I wasn't even paying attention. Would have been able to cash a nice little ticket on that end of it. But long way to go in the Open, and we're looking at rain in the forecast. Looks like it will be moving in. A lot of these players still out on the golf course. So, Scottie Scheffler here, plus 2 through 12 now, we're showing. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No shark in the water today? Or, you know, heating up?
I'm almost, like, preemptively bothered by what this is going to end up kind of happening here for Scottie. As someone that bet him to win again this week, though, DRS. So he clearly has zero chance to win this tournament. Okay, he's, 12 shots off of Harmon. But then they show you the top five, and it's all three guys, you know, minus three. And he's only five back of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I want to see reset already. For me, Donnie, like, you love to try and circle guys up, right, on a baseball board, right?
Yes.
I need to see updated Scottie Scheffler finishing positions. Like, if we're getting minus 110s on this guy to go get inside that top 20, oh, it's automatic. It's absolutely automatic for me.
Yeah, put it together. I would like to see Brian Harmon come back to the field, just because not only do I not have a ticket on him, but at the same time, I would like to see a very good closing golf tournament. Now, we've seen some ridiculousness in the British Open over the past, 25 years. People collapsing on last holes at majors there. So it could happen. It's a lot of pressure. But he's really, when you watch him play, I saw him hit a couple wayward shots that was like, okay, that's going to be a bogey. He's sitting in the rough, and only we're doing a show in 15 minutes. I'm like, wait a second. He didn't even lose a shot, which means he's scrambling all the way around.
Yeah, that was kind of the idea, right, for Wyndham Clark at the U.S. Open, where I was like, ooh, Wyndham's in trouble. Huh? What do you mean he got a birdie out of that? Like, I don't even understand. So for me, because my outrights, I only had the two of them, which were Scheffler and Cam Smith. My big bet for the tournament, my best bet, was an American to win this tournament at plus 120.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, DRS, because if you would have said, hey, is one of the guys you're expecting Brian Harmon? Obviously, the answer is no. But, man, at this point, Donnie, let's have him run away with this tournament for me and seal the deal in that respect here. Because at some point I may, grab Fleetwood and hope that that's maybe end of the deal.
Absolutely. All right, phone lines open here, 844-843-6879. By the way, we are going to hit a lot of topics here, live topics, in hour number one. Kevin, here's a nice little tease where we're going to go next.
And they are the world champions again.
There you go. The U.S. Women's National Team starts up tonight. I believe it's 9 o'clock Eastern against Vietnam. Usually you'd say, okay, I'm not going to watch that. It's going to be a blowout. But the great thing about legalized gambling, Kevin, is what? You can get involved many different ways. And I did that tonight. I kept it simple. I used the profit boost. It's 50% profit boost that you have, maximum up to $50 on FanDuel. You can't use it for everything. But in some of the markets, they let you. I just thought, I was like, you know what? Let me just keep it simple. If I'm looking at this game objectively, I'm not a soccer handicapper. If it's supposed to be a runaway for the U.S., meaning they're going to win by multiple goals, they're probably going going to attack early. I'm going to take their best goal scorer to get a goal, and the U.S. not really sweating it by the half. Let's just say 4-0 at the half. I just need to get a goal out of Alex Morgan, and if that happens, it's a plus 125. So the bet is one goal in the first half from Morgan, the U.S. to be up two or more at the break, and that number will clinch itself, plus 125 number. I thought that was the best way to possibly go about it. Could change, but I didn't want to go like, hey, give me three goals out of somebody. Stop it. Stop it. Just give me something that makes some sense that I can get plus money on.
Well, look, the value on those wagers are really difficult when you consider that Alex Morgan only playing a half is certainly on the board. I've talked about this morning, though, kind of factors into this idea that Morgan could get, not benched, that's such a negative connotation, but subbed out early in this game. Trinity Rodman, 6-1 to be the top American goal scorer, and therefore you might as well grab a piece at 19-1 to lead this entire tournament with what the expectations are for Team USA. I actually found myself very annoyed. Because, Donnie, I took a lot of time to break down that game, every market, and find what the appropriate angles were. And you sit there and you're like, man, like I you can't justify any of these numbers. I told you, you know, I think I mentioned it off-air to you, Megan Rapinoe is like minus 750 to score.
Yes.
Megan Rapinoe is not a guarantee to start.
This is limited minutes, too.
Donnie, what are we doing here? And the thing that always really bothers me about that as the gambler, and look, the books are you know, working at advantage always. If they hung the other side of it, you and I both know that that wouldn't be the number. They would never offer you 6-1 on her to not score.
Exactly. Like Alex Morgan, minus 800 anytime goal scorer. And even if they did it in baseball terms, plus 550 to the no, you'd be like, okay, no Morgan, no Rapinoe, no Sophia Smith. One comes in, it's plus money in your back pocket.
Correct. And the crazy part is, on you actually could do that same thing with them scoring two goals, all of those you know, kind of front players there, and you're getting what, plus 150, would you say, on probably, and maybe a little bit more for Alex Morgan to not score twice. It really is one of those things that is frustrating for me, because if the no's were available, then we could bet some of the positive props at a fair price, but it's really, really hard to.
It is, and you know, it's mostly this time. I'm hoping for, and by the way, I didn't see anything just yet. Let me check the odds boost market. I got a feeling there's going to be an odds boost tonight for the U.S. women's national team in the World Cup on a Friday night. If not, you want to talk about an opportunity that's missed. But keep in mind, we got a lot of stuff to talk about in hour number one, and I want to get to the Major League Baseball card tonight. Some really interesting games overall, and also keep in mind this teaser, Kevin. For hour number two, we're going hard after the Commanders, no doubt about it. It's Kevin and Donnie. It's a Friday Radio on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number one in full effect right now. It's Donnie and Kevin here on Moneyline. Keep in mind, you know, we're going to have some fun in hour number two, talking NFL action, particularly with the Commanders. And one of our favorite drops, Kevin, on the show always reminds us there are big Commander fans out there.
We are Commanders.
I mean, tremendous. Like, who wants to move off of that? We're going to maybe come up with new names in hour number two. We're going to blast Daniel Snyder. We're going to take a look at that team, maybe a little bit of a deep dive and have some fun. But until then, let's get to the phone callers here. 844-843-6879. Moose calling in here. He's ready to go. It's a big weekend on deck, Moose. What's up there?
I tell you what, it certainly is a big weekend. Mrs. Moose has just left, go out of town for the entire weekend. Her baby shower, Matthew's in tow, kids are in tow. I'm home stuck with the dogs, a fridge full of cocktails. We got the big red machine rolling. We have a transfusion, of new blood with that other rookie getting called up. I mean, the Reds are exciting to watch. They had an interesting article today where this, I forget the gentleman's name, where it's allowing some of the other Reds players to rest to take off a game or two. It is certainly exciting. Kicking off at 2:40 today, I believe St. Louis is playing the Cubs.
Yep.
St. Louis has been on a tear. Oh, man, it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. I got a little food for you, definitely, too. But before that,
go ahead.
K-Dub, how was your evening in Boston? Mm. And thank God you're back. And I'll get to that here in a second. So hopefully you got some good food and you watched some good mm-hmm. wrestling. And thank God you're back, K-Dub, because we had a meltdown yesterday live on the air. Where JP had to come to the rescue because DRS.
How did he do yesterday, Moose? How did he do yesterday? You know, by the way, was it a great performance?
I tell you what, JP did an excellent job. He jumped right in, and mm-hmm. We talked quite a bit of sports. And hey, I have to compliment the both of you guys and the Sports Grid app. That is such been a wonderful godsend. I enjoy going back DRS and watching your early morning takes, especially on the baseball mm-hmm. picks. And you bet, DRS, show me the money. The Shohei show today. So mm-hmm. I got a kick out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my last one for you, okay? So Cool Whip, all right? Here's a recipe mm-hmm. for you. Amish strawberry tapioca pudding. Okay, where you incorporate Cool Whip into there with fresh strawberries on top. But I'm going to kick it up a notch because what you can do with that is that you can actually put that into one of those pre-made graham cracker pie crusts that you can get at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your filling in there and fresh cut strawberries on top. Oh, yeah. Yep. So you guys have a great weekend. You guys are the best. This is the best show on Sports Grid. I'm addicted. I am thoroughly addicted.
There you go.
So have fun. Have fun with them toys, DRS. You guys have a great weekend.
Awesome stuff there. Moose checking in. Yeah, big weekend there for the Cincinnati Reds as well. A little tapioca pudding. I'm a big rice pudding guy, Kevin. Are you or no?
Nah.
Love a nice rice pudding.
Yeah, all right. I heard someone saying that, because you're familiar with it, getting to Amish country for some of the food.
Yes.
Must, and now he mentions Amish.
Yeah.
Strawberries there,
yes.
So that
yeah.
caught the attention a little.
No, absolutely. Got good food and good puppies up there, Kevin. So there you go. Two things to learn about Amish country. I got two dogs that I rescued from Amish country. Didn't rescue them, just paid a lot of money for them and brought them home. So, English Springer Spaniels, certainly the way to go. By the way, talking about baseball and how big it is this weekend, which we take a look at the Orioles, Kevin, and the Rays. Yesterday, the Rays get the W here. Excuse me, the Orioles get the W in extras over the Rays.
Hitter is going to be the right fielder, Colton Cowser. Cowser with a fly ball in the left center field. This should be plenty deep enough. Siri and Arozarena there. Arozarena's got it. He won't attempt to throw. And on a two-strike pitch, the rookie Colton Cowser comes through.
There you go. How about that? Extras. Now, they didn't walk it off because, obviously, they were on the road, but they picked up that dub. We're able to close it out in the bottom of the inning. And away the Orioles go now into first place. Today, the Baltimore Orioles are going to have Bradish on the mound. The Rays are going to have Zach Eflin and -148 price, a total that's listed at 8. We did a little bit of handicapping this morning on the early line. And I think the under is the way to go. Both of these pitchers in pretty good form. But sometimes you just ride those streaks and say, boy, the Orioles got it going right now at +126 price, and you might just get out there and roll the dice. But you brought up a pretty good topic this morning about, you know what? Zach Eflin is absolutely filthy at home at the Trop.
He has been incredible in that building. 10 starts. He's ERA underneath a 2.5. And maybe most impressively, 9 victories for Eflin in 10 starts so far at the Trop. And we know that is a way to kind of elevate a wager, bring plus money in, is to take a pitcher to win a game specifically, as opposed on just the Rays to win. You'll introduce plus money if you bet that for Eflin.
Absolutely. By the way, we didn't get to this topic this morning, and I'm really starting to get interested, I should say, because there are teams that we figured would be sellers. Now, we don't know right now about the Angels. I think they should be sellers, but winning a couple games in a row, sometimes that recency bias starts to take control of the room, and that recency bias right now is starting to get real hot for the St. Louis Cardinals.
DeJong and Nukar are coming up. Swing, fly.
It's 3-0 St. Louis.
St. Louis wins yesterday, K-Dub, 7-2 over the Cubs. 10 hits in that game. Jordan Walker's just hurt another young, phenomenal player that they can bring up from their minor league system. They are still so far back right now. But the win streak is adding up at this point. I mean, forget about the last 10 games. What is it now? Up to, I believe, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 straight wins now for the St. Louis Cardinals. You're still a couple weeks away from that trade deadline. Is this one of those teams? Because I still don't think they make the playoffs. And I still think their mind is made up on moving some of the players. But they're at 6. What happens if they go to like 12 games in a row with winners? Hey, you know what? Still going to sell. I don't know. It's such an interesting look here.
Well, and I think look, 12 game win streaks can change everything. But the starting point for St. Louis is, oh, the Central isn't that good. We can make up ground there. Now, the thing is, they are actually less back of a wild card spot than they are of the Central lead in Milwaukee. But I'm more so just kind of focusing in on how little faith there is truly inside the NL Central. What I actually think, Donnie, the biggest losers of this whole situation might just end up being the buyers at the deadline. Because if the Cardinals and their guys come off the board, you're losing out. Those are the kind of guys that the people were really going to be hoping to see. So I don't think there's any real run in St. Louis. I just think they're too far back.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in that instance here. And here's a little one that I'd like to say. You know what? Sometimes I cheer on my own wagers on the air. Hogan Harris was on the mound yesterday for the Athletics, and he actually pitched really well. But the Astros did win 3-1. Why? Because my guy, Kyle Tucker.
And Tucker sends one into left center field. That'll be down into the wall. In to score Dubon. Here comes Pena. He'll score as well. Astros get their first lead of the night on a 2 RBI double with 2 outs by Kyle.
There you go, Kyle. Now, here's the interesting part, Kevin, right? So I was like, you know what? Let me change it up a little bit here. So I go lefty on lefty, not doing anything for the first couple of bats. Finally gets that double. Now, granted, I wasn't up to see this, but I was just following on the timeline. But the best part about it is, like, I want to go bags over 1.5, right? So he needed a double and actually got a double, or at least 2 base hits, 2 singles to get to that number. But he does drive in 2 RBI, decided not to go the RBI, which would have paid a little bit more. So I sort of got a little chuckle of that when I woke up, like, yeah, won. But, oh, man, and he had a, you know, RBI double at that point, which probably would have paid like closer to plus 150 in that range as opposed to a plus 110, plus 105 for the over bags. But beggars can't be choosers. Winners are winners there. They're also an interest one, the Astros, going up here, see if they're going to fight tooth and nail with the Rangers throughout the rest of the summer. But it is a pretty good weekend of Major League Baseball that we have set up. So looking forward to it. Full slate tonight. In the next segment, we'll go over a couple of those wagers that we like. Kevin and I also having some same game parlays in. But I do want to bring this one up, keeping it with baseball. The Yankees got, if the Yankees don't get 7 tonight, there's something wrong. Like, and I'm not like, hey, if they don't win, no. 7 runs at the plate tonight, something is wrong.
And what is that team total?
Let's see what they got in FanDuel. Yeah, let me line this one up here.
Because the Yankees are obviously so poor that you know, you're probably not going to see a number.
The total's only 8.5, like for the game itself in the Bronx.
So that's what, a 5?
Let's see here. Let's slide it down. Are they recalibrating here? All right. So we got Kansas City's runs. I'll just give you that one first. 3.5. The Yankees, 4.5 minus 128. Like, honest to goodness. The lineup, if we're just using Donnie handicapping, it's like, I can't even bet the Yankees right now. Like, that lineup looks terrible. Like, forget about what the names in the lineup are. Let me just give me the hardcore numbers. They stink. It's like 1+ guy out of 9 in the lineup. But you look at how bad the pitchers are for the Kansas City Royals, the pressure that the Yankees are under coming home here. This is one where it's like, all right, 4-1 by the fourth inning, and away we go in this one. But you know the Yankees, when we used to have some fun on in-play sports night, Kevin, to go, you know what? They're playing the Royals. Bad pitcher on the mound. They haven't scored yet in the fifth. Let me just go over 1.5. Oh, look, they found 2 runs.
But this is one of those things where, because if I'm not mistaken, right, so weather is a big part of the reason that this should be a big pop-off night. Like, 8.5, I don't think it doesn't sound like it's factoring it in enough.
Does not sound like it's factoring in enough. We'll keep it moving here on the dial. We're going to get back to a little bit of the World Cup here. The Women's World Cup. United States in action tonight at 9 o'clock. So much more action to go. Don't go anywhere. It's Moneyline. It's a Friday. Donnie, Kevin, we'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number one in full effect right now. Having some fun talking a multitude of sports out here, Kevin. Having some fun. Phone lines are open, 844-843-6879. Team USA tonight, a minus 20,000 favorite. Also, Kevin, do you want a quick teaser for hour number two? Do you know what highlights that I've been seeing here? I'm going to give you a little bit of a tip here. You let me know which team I'm talking about. Didn't want a clip there. Hard knocks, Kevin. Yeah.
Okay.
Hard knocks.
Okay.
Like, we're going to get after it today, talking about the Jets. Because you know what I saw? And it made me laugh. The very first, let's just say, I don't know, snippet from like a beat writer at Jets camp. It was Aaron Rodgers overthrowing Alan Lazard. And it just made me laugh for a moment. Not because he overthrew him, but it feels like hey, you know what? That's my guy over there. I'm just going to make sure I feed Alan Lazard that football. It's my, you know, we're used to it. He knows the hand signals. And I know I'm not feeding in anything in day one of training camp where they're underway. But it gave me just a little bit of a chuckle. I'm not going to lie.
You know, on the other end of that, we had one of our guys reach out to us on Twitter. I saw saying, hey, man, you got to go get involved with Christian Watson.
For his season-long number. Correct.
And the over touchdowns. And that has since moved that touchdown, which was 4.5. It's up to 5.5 there. And that is going to be a really interesting thing. Look, I don't think they're going to be kind of – they're not in the same boat in terms of expectations and a number of things, the Packers and the Jets. But seeing how Rodgers does in New York while Jordan Love finally gets his chance here, I am really kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, keep that on the back pedal because hour number two, we're going to get into some really good NFL stuff. But tonight, Team USA, Vietnam, 9 o'clock Eastern, a minus 20,000 favorite here. Now, let me just go to the FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm going to type in some fancy numbers right here. All right. A $1 million money line wager on Team USA tonight. If it wins, pays $5,000. Now, let me ask you a question, Kevin. If it is possible that you go to Las Vegas, you got money and go, you know what? I want to go clubbing tonight. You know, if I lose a million, it's like a quarter. Oh, I lost a quarter out of my pocket. It's no big deal. I'm talking like that much money. Would you not just go over and be like, watch this. Give me $1 million on Team USA tonight to win $5,000. Would you do it? If, again, I'm not saying like, okay, I have $17 trillion, so it's like, you know, 50 cents I'm putting down, but still $1 million of your money to win $5,000. Are we that sure that it's a guaranteed victory by Team USA?
Let me not get caught up in like the semantics of finance and just, is it that much of a guarantee? And the answer is yes. The answer to that is yes. I don't see any way in which Vietnam scores. I wish there was a way to bet that and kind of let that be the wager. There really isn't. Like, you can bet the under of this game. They get shut out and still absolutely get dominated on that number, even if it is tempting at 6.5 here. USA, I mean, just the expectation is that Vietnam has not just won't score, has no chance to score, and for USA, them scoring 4 goals would be a massive disappointment in terms of expectation and goal output.
So what Kevin is basically saying, there is no
value?
Nothing on that one. By the way, let's put it in layman's terms. You know, we have to go up the ramp. Like, hey, you got $1 million laying under your bed and you want to fly out to Vegas and drop it on this game to win $5,000. A $25 wager tonight. Moneyline Team USA. Pays 12 cents. Not dollars. Now, 12 cents.
Now, go the other way with this. What does $10 on Vietnam win you?
Ooh, man. Let's see what we got. So we'll click that out. How about a money line on Vietnam and the U.S. to win here, Kevin? How about that? Let's see what that is.
Start to turn up a little bit.
$1,000 wage. It's $1,000.
So if you go in,
correct. You put in $1, it's $100.
Yeah.
$2, for $200. You get the picture.
Result,
yeah. For a single result. Yes.
And it's incredible.
Chance a tie?
You think back to, which would be just like the worst thing of all time, right? Imagine, you know what I mean? The thing, Donnie,
That's crazy. And again, I don't expect it to happen truly at all. But just to kind of play the devil's advocate here, is Saudi Arabia, was it, beat Argentina, right?
In the World Cup, yeah.
Was it Saudi Arabia who won that?
I believe it was, because I think the whoever, maybe one of the princes, was like, all right, good, everybody gets like a Bentley since they won the game. But yes, that was a massive upset. But I don't know if minus 20,000, though. Like, I don't, what can you compare that to? Like, have we ever saw anything like that?
I mean, yeah. What would it be?
College basketball, like a 50-point line, if that even goes that high?
So that's what would be the question, right? When Gonzaga runs up against these, like, why are you on the schedule teams? Like, I don't mean low-end WCC, because even then they're not that. Like, oh, Gonzaga's playing Grand
Mississippi
Canyon.
Valley State or something like that. Like one of those MEAC teams or the,
You know, I guess actually it would be the women's college game, right? Because you do see 50-point lines at the women's college level, and that's what it would be, right? It would be, you know, your Geno's prime, the Huskies, or, you know, the current South Carolina Gamecocks, or, like, you'll probably see LSU this year, the women's team, lay over 40 points in a game. And here's the thing. They're not going to lose that game. They won't, right? It won't happen. So that's kind of, and I do think that is something, Donnie, right, within women's sports, is the absolute high end of it. When they play up against that talent disparity, almost never do you see an upset. Almost never.
Yeah, it'll be one to watch here, certainly. Other games, Saturday morning, 3 a.m., because keep in mind, they're playing these a half world away. Zambia versus Japan, England and Haiti. Now, the reason I'm bringing these games up is not because we want to handicap them, but if you are on the FanDuel Sportsbook or any sportsbook, they did a very good thing, because I logged in yesterday to my FanDuel account and immediately came up with, like, how to bet World Cup soccer. But it was very rudimentary. It was like, hey, you know, here's the handicap. It was, here's what this means. Here's what happens here. Like, the minus 20,000. If you look at it, you're like, well, who's, we know who's favored, like, because the Team USA is better. But the novice person, like, let's just say I put my wife on the app, and she'd be like, well, I don't even know who to actually, what line is this? Like, the home team is the first team, the minus 20,000. You see what I mean? Like, how come they're not lined up like it would be in the NFL? Minus 20,000 one side, plus 10,000 on the other, where you clearly see it. Because the novice better is like, I just want to get down. I don't even understand how to bet it. You're not going to get people to bet on that if they don't understand it.
No, it's a good point. I get, but my problem, Donnie, is how are you going to get people to bet on this when there's, if look, they want to appeal, right, to the American sports better on this line. That's the notion, right? That's what we're
correct.
Looking at here.
Yes.
How are you supposed to do that when not a single line looks like there's any value in the game? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to go out there. And like, do you know how hard it is to find USA first half team total over 2.5 goals scored? Do you know how almost impossible it is to find that wager? It'll break your brain, honestly. So it is frustrating.
It's almost like also they should have, like, on the front page, because that's what most people look at. They're just going screaming through. Like, it's almost like you see again in basketball and in football, 3.5, 4.5, 5.5. Like, U.S. should be on that front page minus, I don't know, 5.5 against Vietnam, because people can relate to that. Like, oh, the point spread, yeah. Even though it's like a goal line bet or whatever it is. But if you see, like, hey, Team USA is there, what are we betting? They're minus 20,000, as I told you. Well, at least you like to bet 25, 50, 100 bucks. All right, bet 25. What do we win? 12 cents. So, yeah, I don't think I'm really betting the World Cup at this point. Now, granted, it's not that bad on most games, but come on.
I'm getting angry all over again, though. Because I've bet Alex Morgan to score a goal before a World Cup. Like, these numbers are... I don't mean to be dramatic, but it is a disgrace. She is not minus 800 to score tonight. Again, hang the no. I make this point all the time with plenty of different wagers, man. That is not the real number. It's not even close. In fact, it's not close to the real number. She might play a half, Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, minus 800. And there's no guarantee, and you're right. Big mismatch this morning, which already took place, was Spain 3,
yes.
Costa Rica 0. Took the foot off the gas, a little bit rainy conditions. First game at the World Cup, let's just get the win. Then we'll get back and see what we can do. But we're almost looking at this game as if it is supposed to be 11-1 or something.
And by the way, like in that game, Esther Gonzalez was the heaviest favorite to score, because I did look that up. I wanted to see some comparisons, and she did score, Nani, but only once. Like you know, there's no money to be made if USA wins 4-0. For the most part, bettors are going to have a really tough day. And people might think that we sound like, oh, you guys are complaining, just bet the other side. Yes, I said this morning, under 6.5 is probably the way to play it. I'm looking for value on a Trinity Rodman. I understand that, but my point is they are hanging baloney numbers right now. That's what's going on here. And
they're basically telling you, Kevin, hey, bet the World Cup, but we're going to give you numbers you can't even really bet. Get
Correct.
Out there and get after it.
Correct. What'd you say yesterday, Donnie? Minus 118 on two goals from Rapino and Rapino. Morgan each?
Yes. And one might play 10 minutes in that game. She's got to get two goals scored. But not being priced. She's almost like being priced like, when she gets in the game, all it takes is one rush up the field, and she's going to score.
Rapino would be, I genuinely believe, Donnie, underneath minus 130 to score a goal in this game if they were responsible for hanging low. And instead, she is over minus 700 for that same prop. It is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's putting some legislation here, right, that says, hey, you know, if you're going to put a yes out there, you got to put a no of equal side. So then we know exactly what's going on. Well, we're not going to be a book anymore. Very easy to price point on one side, and particularly when you know people want to pray. That's the whole thing, right, Kevin? Nobody's really coming into it. Hey, I want to take the no's on these. We want the yeses, but if they don't give you the no's, they just like, we'll just make it ridiculous. Look, we really think that Alex Morgan's going to score. You don't technically know that. All right, let's run it up there at 8-1. So if somebody bets, you know, $800 to win 100, and she only plays 15 minutes, or up 6-0, and she goes to the bench. Come on now.
Because even if they opened it, say, you know, let's just say, Donnie, right? They opened it at -450, and it's, you know, been bet up to this degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't. Jesus, Jordan Spieth, my God. you know, just one of those good grief.
Smiling as he walks off.
Like, but anyway, it would say it was minus 400. It's been bet up to minus 800. It's like, well, that's because you're hanging a one-sided wager. So now the only action you can take is on the yes. It's just annoying.
It is annoying here, but it is going to take place 9:00 tonight. By the way, you know, daughter plays soccer, getting interested in soccer. Told her, like, even though we are, you know, going out of town tonight. You ready? Look, I don't know if I should. Look, we have at least a minute to go on this. Are you ready for this one? Look, getting my kid into soccer. She goes to soccer. She was in camp this week for 4 days. You know, she's on a travel team in the fall. Really starting, young girl, really starting to get excited about it. So I go, hey, we're going to be out of town tonight, but we'll be in the hotel room. 9:00 tonight. Do you want to watch the game with me? Yeah, absolutely. And curmudgeon on the other side of him goes, I'm not doing that. Like, what are we supposed to be doing here with our kid at 9:00 at night in a hotel? Yeah, you think I'm watching that? That's the uphill climb I have in the DRS household here. Kid interested in soccer, dad who doesn't really like soccer, interested kid by going, hey, let's watch this together and have some fun tonight. And the curmudgeon on the other side is going like, come on now, you know we're not watching that tonight. And like, and my response is, well, then what are we watching, Kevin? It doesn't matter. We just aren't watching that. Okay, here we go. Get ready for it. Out of town and ready to go. Hour number two is coming up. We've got one more segment here, Kevin. We're going to hit the baseball card. A couple picks here, a couple angles to look at tonight. It's Donnie and Kevin on a Friday afternoon, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Major League Baseball tonight, Kevin. I know we got some options in here. Some same-game parlays looking to cash in on everybody, including the Moose. Loves Showtime tonight. Angels money line, Otani two plus bases, plus 184 price. I mean, Kevin's eating over there, maybe a little bit too much soda.
Was that a
drop? Is that your own drop?
Can we chalk it up to that? We got it in studio audience there that forgot the rules of engagement.
Man. tough scene out here on these streets. You get your own scene. Now, if you were smart, you would have headed that right away and be like, there's Donnie again with a drop over there. Like, I didn't, you know, yeah, you know what? Man, that's pretty good. That would have been pretty good.
Run it back. Run it back. You're so right. But I'm not prepared for the drop life. I don't know how to make those jokes just yet.
That's true. And Kevin tonight, a little bit of old friends action. Little Seager hit, little Betts hit, little over 9.5. By the way, that game is, that's a plus 195, Kevin, same game parlay. That's the Dodgers and the Texas Rangers. It is a high number at 9.5, which means you need 10 to cash. But I got to tell you, if there's a game at 10 to cash where you're saying, you know what? Every single batter can basically do damage. That's probably the game for you. Yeah. I don't say questionable pitchers isn't the nice thing, but hittable pitchers certainly is the case here in that game.
Yeah, look, I was very encouraged for me, because you know me, Darius. I love when we got lineups like that together. Like that Braves-Rays series. I was like, my goodness, yes. And only one of the games ended up going over the number. But this morning, then, when I kicked it to you for the pure numbers breakdown, you're like, oh, yeah, this is a kind of get after it zone here. I was very, very excited then about that.
Get after it zone tonight, Major League Baseball, and, of course, the Women's World Cup. Just give me one goal in the first half by Alex Morgan. Two or more goals up for Team USA, and then I'll cash in a plus 125 ticket, so I'm cheering on that tonight as well. And also seeing how this Open Championship is going to finish. And, my goodness, don't get caught, Kevin, in pot bunkers. Detrimental to your health, as Jordan Spieth just found out, and apparently no longer in the running to win the Open Championship.
Terrible
putting out here. Just the way it is. Hour number two is on the way next. Are you ready for football? Are you ready for some football? We are. We'll be right back. Donnie, Kevin here in the afternoon.